The Red Spotlight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, your bestie, let me work your body. Come on, yeah. Oh, your bestie, let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. Nah, I'ma blow your back up, baby, feel sick. Can you feel this? So come on, you can cruise on over, we gon' cut her, come on. I don't need the drink, I'm rolling blood, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Put them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm on, bestie. Let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. I'ma blow your back up, baby, feel sick. Can you feel this? So come on, you can cruise on over, we gon' cut her, come on. I don't need the drink, I'm rolling blood, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Put them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm on. I call you awful, I tell you let's smoke. While we in this session, your eyes tell me let's go. So I grab you by your neck, now we stand no to no. And pull your head from the back of your head, other hand full of ass off for sure. Nibble on your neck, to the tender part of your shoulder. Find it, your body, I want it, it feel like I'm taking over. Pick you up, put your leg around my waist. Look what I beat an athlete from the back, lift to position. She said she needed that, tongue flicking quick on your clit. Like I'm getting lyrical, I work and make you squirt. She act like it's a miracle. I roll to the back of her head, let you get it spiritual. Long strokes make you holler that moan. Oh, bam, I'm hearing you. Love the way that you grew, boo, you be doing you. Beautiful from head to toe, masterpiece, even a cuticle. Flat, I'm matching that drive. New better bullet, true, two of us united at one. The way you move it, you got me spending that attention. And I'm trying to figure best next course of action. Pull a hip bender, I didn't get it like they did. And they trip it, bit, I can make a bit, come get it. Let the best smoke, UBS know that all we deliver. Bestie, let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. I'ma blow your back up, they feel sick. Can you feel this? So come on, you can cruise on over, we gon' cut it, come on. I don't need to drink a rolling blush, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Sit them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm up, bestie. Let me work your body. I've been going through some things and I do not want to feel sick. I'ma blow your back up, babe, real sick. Can you feel this?
Stop it,
come on. You can cruise on over, we gon' cut it, come on. I don't need to drink a rolling blush, so come on. Rough, passionate, fuck it, come on. Sit them legs on my shoulder, let me show you what I'm up.
Niggas ain't fucking with chicks, not even halfway. Tell me you shot in the cab, right in the cab. You niggas smaller than roaches up in my ass. Teflon terrorizing the city, fire the flicker. You probably gon' end up dying. You ever try it against me? Worst thing you ever could do is fire and miss me. I be quick to let that 45 fry in me crispy. Flow, I got it down pat. I do this for the town scrap. Heard I got the mojo, they asked me how I found that. Tryna be the underground king, that where the crown at. Cause everybody trapped out, I'm tryna bring the sound back. Hardest in the northeast, a hunt until we all feast. I rip it up, you get your shit split up just like the boss sees. Gave them trigonometry, they asking me for more please. Cause anytime I'm writing, it's exciting like the floor sees. I'm leaning on these suckers, it's easy to beat them up. Cause you ain't nothing but a rat that got stuck in the peanut butter. A pure weakling speaking like he was stuffing. Left him leaking, let him call up the people to clean him up and then I'm
niggas
gone.
Niggas ain't fucking with chicks, not even halfway.
Play
with me, get shot in the cab, right in the cab. You niggas small as the roaches up in my ass face. The whack rapper listen right now, we got the mad face.
Better learn barzilla, barrel turn pop niggas. Battle scar palm and your herringbone in the park, nigga. You park filler, I'm a Parmesan skitter. A super MC with the aura of a Haran dealer. The main event, making niggas fade in the wind. Made the win, I'm already playing before the game begins. And I don't play pretend, my patience is paper thin. You can stomp into the pavement with my favorite Tims, I mean it. Matter of fact, don't even look this way. Same nigga in real life, I don't just look this way. It's a lot of shit that I say I might have took some way, but you just keep working hard and you get booked someday. Stupid, I George Jefferson walk on drum batters, tongue snapping. Why the fuck would you listen to bums rapping? Love to talk tough like they doing something drastic, but wouldn't hurt a soul, they only for tongue lashing. And it's
niggas
me.
Niggas ain't fucking with you, it's not even halfway. Play with me, get shot in the calf, right in the calf. You niggas small as the roaches up in my ashtray. The whack rapper listen right now, he got the mad face.
Let's go. We bringing it in heavy, you guys. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and of course it is the Red Spotlight, where I touch bases with the elite in your city and mine. Today, I'm doing something just a little bit different. Today, I'm spotlighting my city. I touch bases with everybody around the globe, y'all. Don't get me wrong. I love you. Texas, you know you're going to forever be my home. However, Minnesota is where I reside. So tonight, we bringing it back to where the Beautiful Red is kicking it nowadays. So for y'all who do not know, I am officially back in Minnesota as a resident. So for y'all who have been looking forward to tapping in with me, right now is the time. Now, you know, I got management, so you got to make sure you reach out to Mr. Duke Dizzy himself for all of my bookings from here on out. Anything before the record, holla at Flock. He'll take care of you. Make sure you guys are tuning in with us 7 days a week over there at For The Record Radio, 929-477-2425. We'll get you live on the radio with me and all of your radio show hosts. Don't forget, we official LLC'd out now, y'all. So go and download fortherecordradio.com. You can find us on all social media platforms. Up Live is where we are currently rocking, though. We can go live with all of our social media hosts and all of our guests at once. And that's an international app, you guys, where you can get stuff from here in the States and all over the globe. So don't want to tune in and miss that flow. Y'all, make sure you are tuning in with me. I'm going to bring somebody on here tonight. I got callers. I want you to stay tuned in. If you are calling in, make sure you stay on the line. I'm going to get to each and every one of you tonight. I'm going to slow it down just a little bit. It's not going to be so much of an interview, you guys. We're going to talk about some things. Tonight, the topic is, what do you consider good business and what do you consider bad business in Minnesota? Do you want to do business here or are you looking outside of here? I want to know what you think, you guys. So my call is stay tuned in with me tonight, and it's going to be one of those shows. Remember, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. Catch me every Sunday night for the Record Radio. I go live at 7 p.m. Tonight, I'm going to take my first caller because I want to talk to my people. So, guys, who's my first caller of the night? Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Do y'all hear me?
I can hear you for fine, baby. How are you?
I'm great. This is Poetic Mama.
Hey, babe. Y'all, make sure you go and find her on social media. She is so pretty. I cannot wait to meet
Thank
you in
you.
Person. I cannot wait to meet you in person. Let the people who are listening for the record know who you are and what it is you do.
Okay, so my name is Poetic Mama, or I go by Mama. Not your mama, but somebody's mama. I'm located in the Twin Cities. I host an open mic once a month at Heal Minneapolis. It's the third Friday of each month. So if you're an artist, like, hit me up in my Instagram DMs, Poetic Mama, if you want to speak your spot. I do poetry, spoken words, like, over a little bit of music. So, yeah, that's me.
Okay. I like different people. Your energy is always really good. Can you let the people know how me and you got connected and what we got coming up?
Yes. So we have an event coming up is it Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday. This Saturday, Mouth House presents Queens Minded. It's a showcase for all the queens in Minneapolis doing their thing. So you can come see me do my little thing up there for a bit. And there's a bunch of other super dope women and men who will be a part of it.
That part. Make sure you guys are tuning in. Shout out to Mac House for bringing the Queens of Minnesota together. The energy has definitely been dope. I can definitely say being a part of this group, I'm so honored to be able to host you lovely ladies. Shout out to the men of our group, because that is one thing that they go unrecognized for, is showing us love. So we want to shout out to our fellas. We appreciate all of you guys. We got Zeke on the beat. We got Jess Will. We got Mac House, of course, in the building. So tune in with our fellas as well. We got a host of ladies on this show, you guys. We coming with some talent. So make sure you are tuning in with us on Sunday. I'll be reporting live after with these ladies for what we do at the show on Saturday. I'll be reporting live from the show. So make sure you tune in with me on all of my social media platforms. Mama, drop your social media so they know where to find you. And then I want to get into asking you some questions.
Okay, right. Yeah, you guys can find me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all Poetic Mama.
Go and follow her, all Poetic. That's how we doing it, y'all. She's super dope, super pretty, super fly. Okay. Remember they say give her the tea. She got the tea, y'all. And she's doing something a little bit different. Remember when I told y'all that artists are not just people who make rap music or people who sing. Art comes in all different forms, so check her out. But I want to get into the topic for tonight. So the topic for tonight is, what is considered good business? And what is considered bad business? What have you experienced here in Minnesota?
For the most part, my experience has been pretty good. I would say, like, as women, I feel like it's a little bit harder than it is for men. Just because, like, you know, when you're going to a show for a man, they're just looking at your talent. For a woman, the first thing they're looking at is how you look. Are you attractive? Do you look good? Are you slim? Do you got a big butt? Like, that's the focus first. Then it's your talent second, you know what I mean? But even then, it's just like, in their eyes, they don't look at you for only your talent, you know what I mean? That always comes last. And so I feel like, for me, I've had some really good connections with people, but I had to go through a rough patch where I had to learn, like, not all business, like we said, is good business. And I really had to pay attention to how people were moving when they came to me. And really start to set boundaries of the people who I work with and let them know this is a working relationship and my intentions and what my expectations were, so that we could all be on the same page.
Yes, yes, I definitely have to agree with that. And unfortunately, I have to say I've experienced that in my own career. I feel like if you look like something here, that's all they see. That's the first thing that they see. Like you said, our talent comes second. And don't get me wrong, like, we definitely come stepping when we step out. But, y'all, I feel like the men here have to realize we do it for us. It's not for y'all. We appreciate it, but there's a way to deliver compliments where it's not creepy.
Well, sometimes people are trying to make connections with you. Like, they'll make it seem like, oh, I want to collab with you. I want you on this. I want you on that. But they're really trying to do that to sleep with you. And it's like, recognize me for my talent. And if it's everything else, don't approach me in a way where you're making it seem like you're approaching me based off my talent. Be upfront with what your intentions are.
Very, yes. Just let me know what it is, girl. Say it again for the ones in the back. You can let your intentions be known. We big girls. We can understand now.
Yes.
If you get curved because I'm just trying to do business with you, that's your fault.
And don't not do business with me because I don't want to sleep with you. Okay? We can still make a fight.
Have you experienced that where people have kind of, they will shy away when you tell them no on a personal level?
Oh, for sure.
Does
and
that
I,
affect
I even, I
how
mean,
they even do business with you?
Yeah, no, I've had that experience where people have made it seem like they want to do music with me, or they want me to, you know, do a piece of poetry on a song for them, and then they'll ask me on a date afterwards, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm either in a relationship or, you know, I'm not trying to do that. Then it's like, now it's like ghost, no response. So I'm like, oh, hey, do you want to shoot the song? No response. So it's just like, when situations like that happen, I just automatically assume that is dead. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even attempt at that point too, because I also don't want to be in a situation where they want to work together, but they're also continuing to make me uncomfortable while we're working together.
Yes, comfortability when you are working to be creative is very important. And I think being comfortable as a woman when you're trying to be creatively expressive, it's hard because you do have to balance those stigmas. If you, again, if you look like something, they feel like that's what you're leading with. This is just how I
and
look.
I feel like
has nothing to do with my talent.
Yeah. And I feel like, too, like, also people can just tell, like, when a lot of artists are first starting out, they have that fire and that excitement. They're like, ooh, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. And they're genuinely coming from a place of, like, wanting to work and network. But you also have to be careful, not even just in the sexual sense of people wanting to sleep with you, but the sense of people really using you and your talent, you know what I mean, in not a way that's beneficial. Like, I was in a situation where a podcaster made it seem like, oh, yeah, we're just having a friendly conversation, and then edited the videos and chopped my words up to make it look like something completely different. So you just got to be really careful and know who you're doing business with.
I appreciate those that little bit of gems. I hope y'all are listening to this young lady tonight, y'all. Pay attention, and it is okay
learn
to
from
say
me.
No.
I have to learn the hard way.
Yeah, you know what? You have to hit those bumps in the road, and you have to trust the wrong people in order to know what is the right. You can't say you know something unless you've experienced it. So, unfortunately, we may have had some bad experiences, but the energy that you are giving off, not only tonight, but the energy that you've been giving off in the group, the I check out your social medias, you are a super positive individual, and I appreciate what you're giving to Minnesota. So thank you for going through your trials and still being willing to share that with the world, because sometimes we shy away from that as women. We go through things and we just keep it to ourselves. Thank you for giving Minnesota a voice.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Poetic Mama. Thank you for calling in the Florida Record Radio. I'm going to get to all of my callers, you guys. Do not hang up. 929-477-2425. Baby girl, drop your social medias for me one more time. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And I got some of your music getting ready to come up. So y'all tune in with Poetic Mama. We're finna get it popping. And you can check in with her at Florida Record Radio because she's going to be spending all week where you can grab her promos with us. Don't forget to tune in with us. October the 28th, Mac House Live. We're representing the Queens of Minnesota, y'all.
Yes, y'all. Once again, I'm Poetic Mama, P-O-E-T-I-C, Mama, on all social media platforms. Not your mama, but somebody's mama. Tap in with me, okay?
Yes, let's go, y'all. Guys, take me out to some Poetic Mama.
I want to feel safe. Safe enough to reside in my feminine energy. Still be me, just a little softer. I'm a leader that wants to be led, and I dance to the beat of my own drum. But baby, I want you to inspire the tunes that play in my head. I want to feel cherished. I want to nourish someone's soul. I spent my whole life picking up pieces, and now I just want someone who's whole. It's puzzling trying to find someone of sound mind, someone who can feel my poetry and hear past my rhymes. Can I dedicate every word to you? Earn you, learn you, be your songbird singing your praises. See, I wanna be there through all your phases, from the carefree essence of youth to the gray hairs that grace your face. I'm willing to wait. See, time may need direction to get to the right place. I want blind eyes to see this is love. Don't let these words fall upon deaf ears or loose lips, for loose lips sink ships, making way for bridges burn, leaving behind the heartbreak and the pain of unlearned lessons. I'm tired of stressing. I'm tired of guessing. I want to know that you know that you know this is destined. And when I'm with you, I want to feel at home in my bed and you I rest. I want to find relief in you, like taking my bra off after a long day. Just letting them titties hang, I call it comfort. I call it support. I call it I scratch your back and you scratch mine. And when my light dims, you encourage me to shine. Love me enough so much that you don't mind sharing me with me. I need me just as much as anyone else. Can't put self-love on the shelf, so let's compete to see who can love me better. I want it to be a breeze like sweater weather. I need someone who embraces my changes like seasons and cultivates inner daintiness. Someone who weeds up my weeds to create pure soil for my seeds to reap. It's
all about staying on top of the maintenance. Because being high maintenance doesn't always require material things. I'm just out here chasing dreams that a price tag can't match. When you operating on low vibrations, it's easy to shoot your shot, but can you catch? Reel me in. I'm not hooked on looks. I wanna know if you embody that grown man energy. I'm on my yin and yang, can our vibes be complementary? I'm into little love notes and bigger kisses. You're checking all my boxes, Mr. Right. You're just missing your missus. Shit's getting sappy, but bottom line is, I just wanna be happy.
Poetic Mama, you guys, make sure you guys go and tune in with Minnesota. We dropping something just a little bit different. She's making music over tracks, giving you something to vibe to. Like, that's different. I need y'all to hear that, okay? Everything ain't shoot them up, beat them up, bitches, hoes, slap them up, strippers. It's not all of that. Sometimes you got to just be able to chill out and vibe, okay? I want you guys to tune in tonight with me for the record radio. We're doing something just a little bit different. Shout out to Matt Kouse and the Kings and Queens who are doing something different for Minnesota. We're doing something here that, again, you guys know I'm the creator of Collaboration Over Competition MN. So that's what we're bringing back. We've been kind of lacking on that a little bit here in Minnesota tonight. The topic is, what do you consider good business and what do you consider bad business? And we are talking specifically here in Minnesota. If you are tuning in and if you've ever done business in here in Minnesota, or if you've done business with an artist, or you want to do business in here, this would be the show that you want to tune into. Get to know Minnesota on a whole new level. All of my callers, make sure you guys are tuning in. 929-477-2425. If you are on the line with me, do not hang up. I'm going to get to each and every last one of y'all. I'm spinning some different tracks tonight, you guys. All of this music will also be played back. So go and tune in with all of these beautiful ladies. This some new shit for y'all. I ain't never played none of these tracks today, so I want you to go and tune in. Get your playlist going. Remember, for the record radio, we also play an hour afterwards, and this is recorded. So now that we are official, you guys can catch each and every show 7 days a week at fortherecordradio.com, where you can do all of your playbacks with your promos and your reels from all of your hosts. Don't remember, Block is official now, y'all. We're doing big shit for 2024. Get ready to finish out 2023 real big. But I want to keep talking to my people. Remember, y'all, what is considered good business and what is not considered good business is a topic tonight. We're talking about Minnesota, y'all. Let's go. Can I get my next caller? Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
How you doing, baby? I'm calling from
mama.
Brooklyn right now, you know.
Shout out to P. Yeah. Let the people know who you is, baby, and what you do.
I am Treasure G. You found me. I sing, I rap, I do poetry. I'm also going to be a vendor at the event, so I'll be selling merch and all type of stuff, custom-made pieces. Y'all can check me out. I'm on all social platforms. I ain't going to sit here and act like all my music is out yet because, you know, we're getting that album right.
Quality takes time, babe. Okay, sometimes you can't rush those projects. Their creative expression takes time. So you take all the time you need in the world. From what I've been hearing tonight, you're coming with some fire. Okay. So it looks like you got to set up to do some things. I'm excited to hear this EP. Treasure.
My EP is going to be called Confessions of a Rider, okay? Confessions of a Rider.
I was just going to ask you, how'd you come up with that title?
You know, I love Pac, so, you know, I used to think of, like, Ambitions as a Rider, stuff like that. But I'm a writer, so I flipped it, you know what I mean? So it's a nice little name flip, I guess, Confessions of a Rider. You know, doing ghostwriting and stuff behind the scenes, and that's what made me go into that.
Okay, now that's something different. I didn't know that you did ghostwriting. Now, y'all, some of y'all here in Minnesota, y'all be asking me, Red, I need a writer. I need help with some. Some of y'all are great artists, but you can use that touch of a professional writer. So it looks like y'all can now tune in with Treasure G. Make sure y'all find her on my social medias as well. Treasure, I got a question for you, and I want to talk about Minnesota specifically because you popping out here, and I appreciate what you're doing for the ladies. I appreciate your energy in the group. I appreciate you supporting Mac House and me. I can't wait to meet you in person. I look forward to like you said, I can't wait to love on you. Like, I love that energy that y'all been giving off. But we do know Minnesota got some ups and downs. So the topic for tonight is, what is considered good business and what is considered bad business? What are your experiences here in Minnesota?
Well, since I'm originally from Minnesota, you know, born in South Minneapolis, I've been here for a long time, so I've seen how messed up the game can be. I've seen how there's really not a lot of support, and a lot of people don't support each other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to step on each other's toes. That's not good business. Like, when people is working together, what they supposed to do is they supposed to band their movements together. Okay, look, we're going to sit here and make a monopoly, basically. Let's sit here and you got a show this night? Okay, well, we ain't going to make no shows this night. We're going to all come and support your movement. You know what I'm saying? And then they do a show, we go and support their movement. That's good business. But a lot of people, they don't be on that type of jam. That's right. Like,
collaboration
also poetic. Like Poetic Mama also said, you know, because that's one of my little babies right there. But like Poetic Mama also said, all the dudes and the producers and stuff trying to sit there and want to be on a different type of town with you. You just trying to handle your business. Like, you know, I turned down a lot of opportunities just because of stuff like that. Just LGP, you know, like she said, after, you know, a person comes at you or propositions you like that, you just automatically assume, like, okay, you know what, this ain't gonna work. So you know what, I ain't even gonna waste my time trying to play with y'all. So I'll see y'all at the top, you know.
Sometimes you do have to separate your, like she said, boundaries is really big, especially as a woman. Do you feel like that's something that, how do you feel like we can get away from that? Because I feel like that's one thing,
like,
we all keep mentioning, we had that in common. How do we fix that issue,
like,
where they take us serious?
I feel like the way we do it is, we as queens, like, we doing what we doing right now. We come together and we make a movement on our own. You know what I'm saying? That way we don't have to worry about a man propositioning us. You know, we also have the same power as a king can have. You know what I'm saying? Queens can move in ways kings can't. So the way I see it is, you know, if we get a movement together strong enough, you know what I'm saying, we don't have to worry about dealing with those type of people. And, you know, that'll basically get rid of the snakes, you know. So I think if we just band together more so as queens and let people see that queens can be unified as well. People just assume we're going to be drama, just loving hip-hop and all that. No, I don't have time for that. So,
right.
I prefer to work with women more so now in my career versus men, just because of those issues right there. And I'm actually working on a movement where I'm doing something like that. So we're going to link in for sure.
Well, make sure you stay tuned in with me. Once you get that information going and popping for the record, we'll definitely stand behind that movement. I appreciate you guys pushing collaboration over competition with me, because I do think that's something that Minnesota definitely needs, and y'all ladies are standing up. And I just want to say congratulations. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Big shout out to Treasure, y'all. Make sure you go and follow her on all social media platforms. Drop your platforms for them, baby, so they can go and follow you. And then I got a question for you.
Okay. Well, I'm Treasure No Chess Demings on Facebook. So Treasure No Chess, okay, think outside the box. On the other platform, Instagram, I'm The Real Treasure G. On Snapchat, I'm Treasure Duh, okay? Like, I got a little couple movements. On TikTok, I am Treasure G. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little different names here and there, but I know y'all can stick with me and figure it out. Yeah, I'm not stupid. I love it. I know y'all smart. I love my queens. I love my kings out here. I appreciate everything you doing as well, Miss Beautiful Reed.
Thank
okay.
You.
Your movie
Thank
is crazy.
You,
I sit back watching and I'm just like, okay, I see this now. I understand.
I honestly, you know what's funny? I really been hiding out. Everybody been like, Red, what you been doing? I really been trying to get my brain together. Like you said, sometimes you have to create those boundaries with people. And that's really what the Beautiful Red's been doing. Everybody, like, when you doing your next show, I'll be out there October 28th with my queens, y'all. That's going to be my first show back out since August. I did have to take a little break, ask me a little bit of break, get some things done. But y'all know I ain't going nowhere. I love y'all just like y'all love me. This is the core of me. Even though entertainment get on my damn nerves sometimes, I love this shit. I love this shit to my heart. I could never stop modeling. I could never stop posting. I will never stop supporting y'all. I live for this. And the fact that the energy y'all give me back, that means something to me. So I can't do nothing but show y'all love. So I appreciate you, baby. I appreciate all of y'all. All of my callers, all of my supporters, everybody listening in, everybody supporting us on the show. Make sure y'all pop out. For the record, we love y'all. Like, we may be an independent label, y'all, but we got y'all. Like, we mainstream, okay? We push y'all. Like, all I listen to is my artists. I don't even remember the last time I listened to a mainstream artist. I add y'all into my playlist. Y'all become what motivates me, what pushes me when I clean my house, when I'm yelling at my kids, when it's, you know what I'm saying? Y'all give me the vibe. So thank you so much for sharing your talents with us, Treasure. I really appreciate you.
Can I promote one more show that I got going on Friday as well? So I'll be also headlining. I'll be the only performer at this showcase, but I'll be headlining Friday for Intimate Moments Entertainment. They're doing their first annual masquerade party, so that'll be Friday, October 27th at the Best Western Premiere. If y'all ain't doing nothing, please pop out. It's the address is 14201 at Nicollet Avenue, Burnsville, Minnesota. Doors open at 8, first 30 ladies, and first 10 gentlemen free before 9. Food available, and you can find out more information at theintimatemo.com, and I'm going to spell that for you, intimatemoe.com. Or you can call them at 507-210-2149. It's really a 30-plus event, but, you know, they said they was going to make some exceptions for any people I bring. So, y'all just come on, pop out, and show me some love that night, too.
Make sure y'all pop out. October 27th, Masquerade Ball with Treasure G is the only headlining, you guys, now for 30-plus event. But like she said, if you come with your grown and sexy on, they might make some exceptions, y'all. So make sure you tune in. Treasure, I got a question for you, baby. Do you happen to know this song? Do you know this song, baby?
Oh, don't play with me. No, I know that song. That's
you know
my truth,
this song.
Okay?
Go ahead and introduce it to the people for me.
This song is called The Truth, y'all. This is my version of The Truth, okay? I just got something I want to get off my chest real quick, you know?
Let's go, you guys. That is Treasure G Broken. To all of my callers, please do not hang up. 929-477-2425. Y'all, we doing something a little bit different tonight. I'm bringing a home spotlight, bringing it home. If y'all who do not know, y'all always asking me, Red, where you at? I am officially a resident of Minnesota. Make sure you guys tune in with me for all of y'all who've been looking for me. Venues, hosts. Modeling, I'm back. Yes, I've been taking a little break, but your girl is off the roster. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm back. Okay, y'all needed me. I'm back. I'm here. Here I am. But you got to tune in with my manager to book me nowadays. I ain't playing that shit no more. You need me for radio interviews, you can holler at all of my brothers over at For the Record Radio. Don't forget, I got Flock, of course. He's the big boss in the building. I got Zero Smiles, King Miami, Uncle Different, Haiti the Great. Of course, we've got Suavo, ADTMG popping in here and there doing some shows. And OG Tiger Lee is back, y'all. I'm the only female on For the Record Radio. So tonight, that's what we bring in attention to, the females in Minnesota. And the topic is, what is considered good business and bad business? Sometimes we got to bring light to the shit y'all don't want to talk about, okay? This is real. Entertainment is something that we are currently creating here. If you look up music in Minnesota, it is going to date all the way back to 1974. That's weak as hell. That's only a couple of years ago if we really looking into the sense of what they consider when music really started. But it also dates back to the 1700s where they considered German hip-hop indie music. If you look up what considered here in Minnesota, what they consider our actual title for music is electric. We know that we are way more than just electric music. We got rappers, we got singers, we got R&B. Poetic Mama showed that we can not only rap and sing over a beat, but I can give you a whole different vibe, you guys. I got some hitters here in Minnesota. So for y'all outside of Minnesota who don't know how we coming tonight, we showing up. Matt Kyle, shout out to you, baby, for bringing all the queens here in Minnesota together. I definitely appreciate you guys. Don't forget, October 28th is going down. I'm back on stage. It's only right that I'm popping out with my girls, though. Anyway, I'm going to keep my callers rolling in because tonight I just want to talk to my people. For the Record Radio, y'all, we are live 7 p.m., 7 days a goddamn week, independent on. So, you know, you can send us whatever you need to. Now, make sure your music sounds good before you send it in. But you can send that right over to Flock at exclusiveinterviews@gmail.com or any of your social media hosts. You can get up over to us and we'll get that right over. I'm going to take my next caller, though. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from? You got to unmute yourself, baby. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Indigo.
Hey, Indy.
So you can hear me? Listen, I know
I can hear you just fine.
I know how to work this.
It's okay. We going to learn together. For y'all who do not know, when you call into For the Record Radio, remember we are a live streaming platform. If you are in your car and you have an exit, then you can hear us live in your car. Remember, we are in all 50 states, okay? But we mainly reside now currently Minnesota, Florida, New York, Chicago, Iowa. We hitting some of the big cities, y'all, so make sure you are tuning in with them. Shout out to all of our supporters in all of those cities who are able to listen to us every single day, 7 days a week. Remember, all of your playbacks are also on fortherecordradio.com. But when you call in, Flock will instruct you behind the scenes, okay? Just stay live with me, listen in, and I will bring you on. You don't have to hang up. I will get to each and every one of y'all. How you doing tonight, Indigo?
Well, how are you?
I'm good, baby. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
I am Indica O. I'm calling from Minnesota. I am a DJ, an artist, and a model. I do a lot of other entertainment stuff, but I love music, so yeah.
Now, y'all, I'm a little biased. I ain't even gonna lie. She one of my favorites. Indigo not only happens to be one of my besties, but she is my personal DJ, so y'all can catch her on all of my social media platforms as well. Yes, at any of my shows. Didn't we just say your birthday? We shut that down. We ain't going to talk about it, but we had some fun, though.
Yes.
We had some fun. Now, it's been a minute since I've been able to hit the stage with my girl, so I'm definitely looking forward to this coming Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited about next week.
I am. The energy is always good. Professional-wise, y'all, if you are ever looking for a DJ who needs no instructions, there you go. Y'all know how I am. I hate talking. She makes sure I'm good, I sound good, my mic sound good, my artists are good. Now, she ain't going to play with you about getting your music in early, but that's why my show is doing the way that they do. Okay. I appreciate you. I just want to say live on the air that I am so proud of you for everything that you do. Now, you wear many hats just like I do, so sometimes I don't get to see my friend as much as I want to, but I love you here, near, far, there. I am always here for you. Your career is blossoming. You are kicking ass as a female DJ out here, not only in Minnesota. You and Mac House just happened to take a trip, didn't you guys?
Yeah, to Dallas, Texas. That was so good. We met a lot of good people, a lot of good other artists. It was a good time.
Who'd you guys go to Texas with?
Mac House.
Shout out to Mac House.
Shout out to Mac House. Going crazy.
We appreciate you, Mac.
Yeah.
So, Indigo, outside of being a DJ, you definitely been tapping into your music side. How's that been going for you?
It's been going really good. I'm starting to perfect my sound. I'm starting to not listen to other people's opinions as much. And that really feels good to start becoming more independent. I'm excited about what's going to happen next with my music. I'm working on a music video for my single. I just can't wait.
Yes. And you guys can catch the Indigo and Calico G video as my bestie.
Yes.
Of course. So make sure you guys go and download that video on our social media platforms. Shout out to Cali G. He actually opened the show tonight with that song. Me and Indigo the Siren are both featured in that video. He was doing a shout-out to the plus-size women, showing that not only can the BBWs be sexy, but we definitely be stepping.
Yep.
So, of course, you know, we got to play the Do You Know This Song game.
Okay.
Guys, what you got for us?
Let's go.
That's my song.
You're damn right, Indigo the Siren. You think we didn't have you on deck? Go ahead and introduce your song to the world, baby.
My song is called Let's Fly. It's just about elevating, growing as a person, being one with yourself, and having fun with it at the same time.
Let it fly, you guys. Indigo the Siren. Go ahead and bring it on.
Let's go. You already know. Let's fly. Ready to roll. Catch up. They running. We don't stop. Got a lot about to drop. Hit a mountain.
Running. Indigo, Let It Fly, you guys. Make sure you go and download that song and tap in with Indigo the Siren on all social media platforms. Not only is she my personal DJ, but she's super one of my best friends. Her energy is beautiful. She's a super beautiful soul. Make sure you tune in with her because she is DJing the show for Mac House October the 28th. It's going down. He's bringing light to the Queens. Like we said, y'all, Minnesota's doing something positive with collaboration over competition. People always assume that females have to be catty. We are showing that we can do something a little bit better than that, y'all. Collaboration over competition is big, and that is something that we are trying to push. We want to show y'all that the vibe doesn't have to be negative coming from females. So tune in with us so we can show y'all how to really do this shit the right way. I'm going to keep moving with my callers, you guys, 929-477-2425. We are in there, y'all. Next caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello. Am I on mute? Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, babe.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Capital City Sweet, the beautiful red.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing even better now that I'm figuring all this. I'm so proud of myself. I figured it out, man. I feel like. I did a whole lot of technology today. I feel way better. So I'm feeling
well,
good.
In that case, I am so proud of you for sticking with it so that me and you
thank
can pop it up.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby, because I was sure like, okay, okay. And I did
y'all,
that.
Shout out
but
to
yeah.
Capital City. She getting her technology on
yeah,
today.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, Tech 101 over here. But, yes, it's Capital City Suites. City with three Y's, because I'm asking why out here, and three S's on the end that is dollar signs, because the money follow me, you know? Yeah, and I'm so sweet. But, man, I just got to say, I appreciate you guys so much. The energy is, like, outrageous. It's like bananas. I cannot wait for this show. This show is going to be off the chisane. Like, I'm so excited.
I can't wait till we all in the same room. I swear,
it's
like,
going up. It's going
we
up.
Gotta see, we got to say it over here for the record. They say, guys will say, energy don't lie. And even with some of us never having met each other,
never does.
You cannot,
never does.
You can't fake good energy. You can't fake
undeniable
positivity. Like,
right. Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be one for the books, y'all. It is. And I appreciate you so much. The energy you've been giving out is definitely needed here in the cities. So
yeah,
I
it's dope. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be my first time blessing the stage for over a year, so I'm really excited about that.
So you've been in hiding, too.
Yes, you know. You know how that go. Yes, I have. I'm just getting back on the scene, and so this is going to be my first performance, blessing the stage. And it's an honor for it to be with Mac House and a whole list of queens. That's just like, it's going to be amazing, for real.
Super, super dope. I'm so proud of y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, Cap. Let the people know what it is you got coming up, what else you got going on outside of the show. Where else they can find you. Now, I know you've been gone for a minute, but I know
yeah.
you got some stuff mm-hmm. out there. Let the people know she's back, y'all. We back.
Man,
we back.
Like I never left.
We back.
Like I never left, though. Man, and the other part about it is my familia and network associates, y'all been keeping it moving, representing, putting it down. So I'm just getting in where I fit in, which is the beautiful place, you dig? So personally, my main focus is my music. And I'm those who know they've been waiting on this album for like 10 years. It's horrible. But, you know, it is what it is. So The Sweetest Thing will be dropping. That is the name of my album, The Sweetest Thing, and that will be dropping. I have a mixtape that's already out here in these streets situationally called Raw Sugar. But my main focus right now is put out a couple of singles that I'm going to be performing on 28th. And just go nuts with this music. That's my main focus. I do a lot of nonprofit work and stuff out here in
okay.
St. Paul and in the and over north. So you know, I do want to shout out to some nonprofits: the Black Youth Healing Arts Center in St. Paul, founded by Dan Mandel. It's 643 Virginia, being St. Paul. Everything's free.
Okay.
$3.99, my favorite. And then Restoration Inc., my boy Fargy. But yes, with Capital City Suites, besides her familia and putting in work in these streets and in these, you know, these communities, I'm all focused on my music, though, 1,000,000,000,000%
That part. My girls are stepping, y'all. Do you hear what's coming behind these queens? Now, fellas, I'm going to need y'all to catch up a little bit. When y'all come on the radio, y'all forget to mention all this stuff. My girls got nonprofits. My girls got organizations. Yeah. They got businesses. And wait, not only is they willing to collab with each other, but they pushing each other. They supporting each other. And no, they not
it's
over here
so
acting
beautiful.
What y'all be saying we be doing. Y'all be acting like, I'm going to have to say, I think the females are stepping a little harder in Minnesota, y'all.
Listen, you know, I'm not one to brag, but the thing about it is, for sure, either way it goes, we the foundation, and everybody need to be represented, but for surely, we're doing our damn thing, that's for sure.
Yes. Shout out to the fellas and supporters, but the ladies is definitely
stepping.
I definitely want to give a shout out to y'all, for real, for real. Go ahead, babe.
Go ahead, baby.
Tonight's topic is, what is considered good business and what is considered bad business? Can you share some of your experiences with us?
Oh, that is so good, because I was actually just having this conversation with a good friend of mine. You know, I'm a business owner myself. I have, you know, other business owners, you know, family and all that stuff. And we were talking about, you know, okay, this is the thing. This is what I'm saying. Good and bad businesses. Basically, this really the same standards in life, except for the fact that people do have to understand that business is black and white. It's A plus B equals C. Think about it, a lot of times where it gets in a bad business is when people don't honor just basic rules of life, honesty, integrity, you know what I'm saying, dedication, all that. But then on the flip side, though, people, where they drop the ball too, is when there's two, you know, just business, and they lose their heart, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, and that was kind of debate I was having with my people. Like, you know, this is business, though, but we ain't got to be like massa. All right, here, you know what I'm saying? All money ain't good money, you know what I'm saying? And you still need to move with your heart and your head. But, yes, but when it do come to business, A plus B equals C, and that's good business. If them numbers add up, that's good business. You know what I'm saying? But bottom line, though, you already know, make that money. You don't let it make you.
I don't care what nobody say, them Ronnie Ho quotes work. Okay?
Man.
Shout out to the Players Club from back in the day.
Yeah,
like Ronnie
and all
said,
the players.
Make that money. They may not know about that, okay, but you got to apply
no,
that.
No, but they know that
hustle,
saying,
though.
No, but that's really for real. Our money's not good money. And then for real, you make the money. Don't let it make. Don't let that consume you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that be the goal. Have other goals than just straight paper, because paper is just the tool. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So, because you can have all the papers in the world, but you lose your heart, you lose your integrity, you lose your family, you lose your friends, then what? You dig? You know what I'm saying? We ain't on that. So, yeah. Definitely that's my good business and bad business. That's my take on it.
I love that, y'all. Y'all heard Cap, make that money, don't let it make you. Cap, I gotta of course I'm playing the same game with all my ladies tonight. Can you tell me, do you know this song?
I think I've heard that before. I'm going to say, that's What You Gonna Do by Capital City. Sweet from that ass.
Let's go.
Oh,
go,
run out.
Yeah,
this is
hey.
Yeah. gon' come on, you're gonna drop everything and hit the floor. I've been sitting. Yeah, we on. What you want? Yeah, we on.
Let's go, you guys. Treasure and my queens is doing their thing tonight. Shout out to everybody who popped in. Cap, Indigo, Poetic, and all of you who are tuning in. I'm sorry if I wasn't able to grab you before you guys hung up. Remember 929-477-2425. Just stay on the line with me, you guys. When you call in, sometimes it takes a little longer because we're conversating a little bit. But I want to make sure you know I'm going to always get to each and every caller. I appreciate you guys so much. Remember, this is the Red Spotlight where I touch bases with the elite in your city and mine. If there's anybody that you want me to shout out, if there's anybody that you think is popping in your city who's not getting the recognition that they should, go ahead and slide in my DMs. Send me something so that I know what you got going on. Now, like I said, I'm residing back in Minnesota, so y'all tune in with me. We about to go crazy. October the 28th, we got Mac House bringing the Queens live. We got a couple fellas in the building representing for us as well. Officially, I'm back on stage, y'all. So for those who have missed me, I miss you too. Don't forget, I'm never going nowhere. The Beautiful Red is always in the building. You can always find me where? For the Record Radio, where we got us. Shout out to Flock, Katie, King, Uncle Different. We got them all. We got Suave. We got Zero Smiles in the building. Y'all make sure you tune in with us 7 days a week. We going crazy over here. 2024 is going to be a big-ass year for the Record Radio. Now, if you guys want to tune in with me and any of the hosts, you can tune in with us live on Instagram for a few minutes after this interview, and you can ask me some questions live and direct. I'm going to get a few of my ladies to pop on there with me if you guys want to tune in. Remember, all my social media platforms is The Beautiful Red on everything. I'm everywhere. But I'm on everything as The Beautiful Red, so go on, tune in with me. 7 days a week, you can get all of your promo right here for your businesses or for yourself at fortherecordradio.com. Remember, we are official, y'all. So not only are we an independent artist, mainstream, we are also pushing for mainstream for y'all as well. So we want to make sure that y'all know the difference. Not only are we independent, but mainstream is coming for 2024. Shout out to all the big names who are now stepping behind for the record. I'm not dropping no names. Y'all know I hate name dropping for clout. I don't need to do that. You got to make sure you tune in. For the Record Radio, where we got us. This is the Red Spotlight, y'all. It's been a great one. All social media platforms where you can find us. We got us. I'm out.
Bend up, take up, and grip. under my touchin'. Then we give it to the world, Papa said. Pretty set on your mark, let's go, turn it up, I'll make we give it to them. Jump on your feet, to the rhythm, my defeat. And jump it, jump it, jump it, low and pick it up. I just feel free, 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 free. I'm singing, I'm whipping in the air like I fly, you want big up. Look here, who I see in your life, just one, live up, make this party, I know. I mean, I'm a dog, they mean tone. And that time to roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. In your catch, and that time to roll out, that time to roll. Touchdown, a party time, no. I feel pretty, girl, I'm around. And that time to roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. Grab a girl, and that time to roll out, that time to roll.
I need all the little booty bitches, big booty bitches to the motherfucking front. It's time to shake that ass, baby. Hey, it's time to get on that motherfucking flow and throw something like you ain't never threw it before. Yeah, from the north to the south. Hey, hey, what you gonna do with them dollars? Model for model. Hey, they on the floor like a toddler. Kitty. Money gon' make sure they holler. Yeah. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. Hey. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them feet. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them feet. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them feet. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them feet. Trampoline, 33 with the face of a teen. Okay. Body look like a bottle, but when she start throwing that booty, she causing a scene. Jump some honey, she drop to her knees. If you broke, she won't bother to see. Rather dance on a bitch than a G. Okay. But I bet she gon' give it to me. Yeah. Left cheek, right cheek, no feet. Cheek. Burn her head in the car, no G. Speed limit, she ain't using no teeth. Throw it back to the West End Suite. Big bag, we don't do shit cheap. In the club, she be turned every week. Aye, aye. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Aye, aye. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Model for model. Hey. They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Round of applause. Time to turn up, I know she be with it. Try give me 50. She lit for the blues, creeping like Nipsey. Ass and titties. Skinny petite, but she had a big. Fuck it up, mama. You can't tell her shit, she do stay lean. Out of her mind. Slurp for the Birkin, free for the Fendi. I'm on the grind. Tweaking and beating, I made her get trippy. The hoes gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. I know she gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. Model for model. They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dick.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, like, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over to
them. Vibes, you need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone. Yeah. Used to riches, bad bitches, ay. Fake niggas get Armstrong. Yeah. 3-point, star shooter, heart sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patek, yeah. And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog, just look in the radar. Off the drip, bitch, slip, that's the kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom, ay. Too many losses. Yeah. Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it. Okay. You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. We make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe, you know the vibe, you know the vibe, you know the vibe.
know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
You know the pinky lip down shit, well equipped, niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600, bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. It's coming up, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Much to mention. You know we outside, watch how you slide. Niggas ain't dancing, cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. We make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
Of course.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.